Georgia and Florida's U.S. Supreme Court fight over water is hitting some bumps in the road. Molly Samuel has the latest on the case in which Florida claims the Atlanta area uses too much water.
Right now, both states are gathering a ton of documents, hundreds of thousands of pages from anyone with information about the Chattahoochee, Flint, and Apalachicola rivers, going back decades. And they're running into some resistance. Georgia says the U.S. Department of Agriculture isn't turning everything over, and Florida says a group called the ACF Stakeholders is doing the same.
This is actually quite common.
Ryan Roberry is a law professor at Georgia State. He says it can be hard for the groups being subpoenaed to turn everything over promptly, and sometimes they don't want the information they have to be made public. That's what's going on with the ACF Stakeholders. It's an independent group that has proposed a way for the states to share water. Tim Toms is on its governing board. He says they worry that the data they have could be misused.
You can make assumptions that weren't accurate if you didn't have the full set of the data or studies or the research as it was being presented.
Toms says they're discussing now what to do about Florida's subpoena. Roberry says this is a blip in a very long, expensive fight, but it may remind the states that settling outside of court could save everyone a lot of trouble. Molly Samuel, WABE News.